Midwest Classic Radio Net, CQ, CQ, the Midwest Classic Radio Net. This meet nets every Saturday, right, at 12:30 UTC, for the purpose of buying, selling, shopping, trading your own personal amateur radio equipment from the classic radio era. And by the way, third-party listings are acceptable, if you're making a listing for another person, just say so, and you should provide his telephone number, unless you are the contact person for that equipment, but you should state that it is somebody else's equipment and who that person is. So, that's not a problem. I've been asked that several times. All equipment, peripherals and the like. So we're just trying to get into computers and things like that. Good old fashioned boat anchors. And that does include some solid state equipment. So you guys know how to do it. This morning I'm going to do something a little different. First off, before I do anything else, I'd like to apologize to all the members of the NAP. As you know, last weekend, Easter weekend, Saturday, we had some unwanted interference causing a problem. I was not able to copy any of the stations on the net. So without being able to copy, I started to close the net early. Larry stepped in and 0XB and said, well, look, I can hear some. And the point I was trying to make is it wasn't fair to all of you fellas that this is happening. Anyways, we've taken measures to correct it, and hopefully it won't happen again.
Having said that,
we'll move on. This week I'm going to try something new. Last week we had a record check-in, 41. This week I'm going to take stations with traffic first. Stations that have wants, the stations that have require assistance in one way or another, parts, technical information,
rings for sale.
You get the idea. If you've got something for the net in the form of traffic, we'll take the traffic stations first, and then we'll take the rest of the check-ins. Everybody will get a turn. If you're on short time, please mention that you're on short time. And I think each week we'll do something a little different. The first part of the week, first weekend of the month, we'll do the Hamfest listings and so forth. The second weekend, we just take check-ins as they come. Third weekend, we'll do the state-by-state call district arrangement. And the fourth weekend of the month, we'll do it traffic. And we'll see who likes what the best. Also, I will be doing something else new. I'm going to start issuing certificates for the Midwest Classic Radio Net. The requirement to be a member of the Midwest Classic Radio Net is that you check in 4 times out of a 8-week period. Once you've achieved that, send me a QSL card and saying that you've met the requirement to log the day, the last time that you checked in and such, and I'll issue a certificate. If you'd like to help out with the postage and such, which would be nice, you can send a large SASE, and if you don't want it folded, you can send a big one. So, and I believe number one should go to the founder of the NAP, W5NKP. One other announcement, and then we'll get going here. First off, let's let everybody carefully zero beat my frequency.
And let's take 20 seconds or so to tune up.
Tropicana 3. This is WA9ZTY, the Midwest Classic Radio Net. 1, 2, and 3. Let's tune them up. Okay, thank you, fellas. This is WA9ZTY, the Midwest Classic Radio Net, and the last announcement I'd like to make this morning is a hearty congratulations to Mike Duro, KO6NM. Last week, Mike was awarded with the coveted, very coveted, National Association of Broadcasters Technical Excellence Award. To give you the scope of this award, this would be equivalent to receiving an Oscar for a performance or work that has been done. The National Association of Broadcasters awards the Radio Engineering Achievement Award annually. They have been awarding them since 1959. There's one per year, and they are awarded to the folks that have made a major impact on radio. And Mike was awarded the Technical Excellence Award for the technique of multi-band processing with his Duro digital, I'm sorry, the audio processing. So, Mike, congratulations. Okay, check-ins for the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Traffic only. Stations with traffic only. Please call WA9ZTY.
Kilowatt 9 Victor, Denmark, Denmark.
K5 Hotel Zulu, short time with an announcement.
WRNL, short time with an announcement.
WNIWW.
Calling, over.
Okay, any other stations with traffic for the net, WA9ZTY.
This is November 0, X-Ray, Bravo, good morning, Rob.
It's 0, MKI, / AG.
Okay, we have W9WRL. Good morning, Dave. K9TR, good morning, Mark. W9UD, good morning, Jim. K9VDD, good morning, Ralph. K5HZ, good morning, Ron, on short time. W9WWV with traffic, good morning. N0XB, good morning, Larry. And N0NKI Intram AG, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Okay, let's get these short timers out of the way, and then we'll take further check-ins. W9WRL, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rob. Let me sit down here. Good morning, Rob and Annette. W9WRL, Dave, in the Quad Cities. Just a Hamfest announcement. Two, actually. I'll give a plug for the Galva Illinois Ham Fest, which is tomorrow in Galva, Illinois, at the National Guard Armory building, I believe it is. Kind of a small one, but they're new and they're growing, and they're a good bunch of people, like we all are, of course, and they're doing a good job. So anybody want to go to Galva, head that way. Next, Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa Ham Fest, which has been relocated to a new position, new building, and a new date, which is Sunday, November 5th. I'm trying to attract boat anchor people like ourselves. We've got a bunch of tables reserved right now called Boat Anchor Alley. We've got a tube vendor coming out of Indiana. Lots of other vendors, of course, but I'm trying to find some boat anchor type vendors. Not really a lot of that type out there, but we are trying to find some. So, trying to get Davenport turned into a boat anchor gathering. It's not that terribly far from Wisconsin. And I know a lot of us from down here go up there, and we like to see a lot of you guys up in the Wisconsin area and Chicago area come down to Davenport. So that's about it, Rob. Radio sounding good this morning. I'll keep my fingers crossed. And that's it. I'll turn back to Net, W9WRL. One more thing, Rob. I got to dig at you. If you want a good rig, get a Globe King, W9 World Radio Labs, over.
Is that by weight or by volume? Thanks, Dave.
W9WRL, WA9ZTY. Of course, Dave had the Ham Fest tomorrow at Galva, Illinois, at the National Guard Armory, and also advertising the Quad Cities Ham Fest November 5th, Sunday. We'd like to get some boat anchor folks in there and boat anchor roll.
Would anybody like to contact Dave for any further information at this time? Over.
Well, if you would desire further information, please give Dave a call, 309-762-6010. 309-762-6010. Thanks, Dave. Let's go down to Ron. He's still picking rice out of his teeth. K5HZ, good morning, Ron. How are you? And welcome back.
Thank you, WA9ZTY and the Midwest Classic Radio Net from K5HZ. And thanks for letting me in here early. Got to run in about 5 minutes. No more fish and no more rice for breakfast for a few months anyway. First of all, want to announce, as Dave has done, that we've got an upcoming event, and that's August 19th. It will be the first annual AM Jamboree this year, to be held in Eagle, Wisconsin on a Saturday afternoon. We'll include a barbecue and our cookout, and just lots of time to sit around and talk about the things that we all never get enough time to do at the Ham Fest. So that's August 19th on a Saturday. And we've got a lot of area motels and bed and breakfasts and camping and just whatever you need. So mark that on your calendar. I have a need this morning. I'm looking for a socket. It's kind of a weird one. It's a 3-pin socket and fits a tube type 592, also known as a 3-200A3. Transmitting tube from the late 40s, early 50s. Anybody has one of those, I'd sure appreciate it. And Rob, I'm going to Madison on Wednesday to the university over there, and thought I'd stop by your place and we can complete this trade we've been talking about on Wednesday evening if you're going to be home. Thanks a lot. WA9ZTY K5 Hotel Zulu.
Thank you, Ron. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be here. I'm always here. Okay, and Ron's looking for a 3-pin tube socket for a type 592, or otherwise known as a 3-200A3, a 3-pin tube socket. Can anybody help Ron out with that at this time? Over. Okay, and also August 19th, the AM Jamboree at K5HZ's. Now, Ron, if you could possibly get together some phone numbers on a piece of paper for me and a couple of camping locations and so forth, And we'll start announcing that. The best I can tell you right now is if you would like to make reservations to stay overnight, if he's not full up yet, KB9ROB, who lives very close to Ron, does have a bed and breakfast that he operates, and Dean can be reached at, and this is the number for the B&B, bed and breakfast, 262-363-4700, 262-363-4700, and he's very close to Ron. There are quite a few other places around the area, and we'll get a list together so I don't have to go searching through the logbook each week. I always intend to do that, and I've run out of time. If you can help Ron out with the tube socket he needs, please give him a call at area code 262-594-3063. That's, again, 262-594-3063. Again, anybody for Ron. Okay, and Ron, Wednesday would be fine, okay? I guess he's gone. Thanks, Ron. All right, we have the short time stations out of the way. Now we'll take a standby for stations with or without traffic for the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Please listen before transmitting to avoid doubling, and let's give her a roll. WA9ZTY, standing by.
KO6NM.
N9CQX.
Whiskey Romeo.
W9QAH Lame Ducky, here I'm.
WA9KXQ Mini Power.
W9 Tango November Delta.
Kilo 9 Golf Echo Charlie.
W0XV in Minnesota.
W5MKT.
Got quite a few. I missed quite a few. KO6NM, good morning, Mike. Beautiful signal. N9CQX, good morning, Harry. Been looking for you all week. And terrific signal from there. WA9ETW, good morning to you, Mark. You're sounding good. K0WRX, good morning, Pete. W9QAH, Lame Duck AM, good morning, Bruce. W5NKT, good morning to you, Ken. WA9KXQ, good morning, Sonny. W9TND, good morning, Tom. K9GEC, good morning, Ron. W0XV, good morning to you, Jeff, and you're sounding terrific. And good morning to you, Mike. W5MAZ. Now, I missed quite a few stations there, and I'm going to have to flip a page. So, the stations I missed, and further stations, please come at this time. WA9ZTY.
KD9QI, come third time.
KCHFBR.
Okay, that last station, was that KA8 Fox Charlie Romeo?
Kilowatt Charlie 8 Fox Trot Bravo Romeo.
Thank you. King Charlie 8, Fox Bravo Radio, we have you. It's Bert in Mikado. Good morning, Bert. Thanks for checking. And Clark was on short time. Anybody else that I missed before we start? WA9ZTY.
WA9, Sierra Uniform Echo.
Okay, I missed a couple, got a couple. W9IBL. Good morning, Rich. WA9SUE, good morning to you, Cliff. And who else did I miss?
N0XB, and I'm on short time too, Rob.
Oh, Okay, so noted. Got you in there, Larry. Okay, we'll stop it right there. We'll take a few more check-ins here after we clear out some of this traffic and get some second goes. 89QI, good morning, Clark.
Hey, good morning, Rob. W9CTY. This is 89QI. Thanks for letting me in. I'm looking for the power connector for an R390, not the R390A, the R390, all four-pin job. And I'm wondering if anybody's got one of those laying around and else to source of those. And I can be reached at 608-251-0273. 608-251-0273. And did you get that shipment from AEF? Thanks. W9DTY, K89QI, back to now.
Thank you, Clark. Is that the jerk connector? It has four pins in a square. It's a round, and then you have a round connector, blue on the inside, four pins, and then you've got the screw to screw it in. Over.
Roger, roger. That's the one.
Yeah, that's a common jerk connector, and if somebody doesn't have one, I did see them in Fair Radio, real inexpensive. And I expect those parts in Monday. I'm surprised they're not here yet, because I ordered them 2 weeks ago, tomorrow or Monday. So I'll call you as soon as they're in. Anybody help Clark out with a GRC connector, is what it's known as, the jerk connector. Four-pin fits the R390 plus a number of military transmitters. It's the AC power cord. Four pins, and it has a screw in the middle. It's round. Anybody help him out? Well, if you get to digging around and finding one, please give Clark a call at 608-251-0273. Thanks for checking in this morning, Clark, and have a super day. Let's see, Larry was on short time. N0 X-ray Bravo. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Rob, and the net. Everything sound wonderful this morning. This is N0 XB, Lennon, Northfield, Minnesota. Rob, last week, Tom, W9, and I think it's Tango November Delta, and I hooked up. He was looking for a D104. I have one. Unfortunately, he called me during the week and said he'd call me back, and I didn't hear from him, and I don't have his phone number. Can you fill me on that, please?
I sure can, and Tom is on frequency here, too. I know you're on short time. Tom's number is area code 262-567-2633. 262-567-2633. How'd you do?
I got it completely. Thank you very much. Is it Tango November Delta? Is that Roger?
That is correct.
All right. Tom, if Tom's listening, it's kind of early to wake to call if he's not there, so maybe just quickly let me know if he is, and then I'll give him a call in a few minutes.
Oh, we're doing this, Tom.
Well, he checked in, Tom. Are you up to a phone call in a minute or two? I'm sure he's racing towards the radio. Tom, are you there?
Well, in any event, he checked in. I'll give him a call here in a couple minutes, Rob. Thanks so much. I appreciate it very much. And hello to everybody on the net, and I am on short time this morning, so I will be having to leave before it's over. Take care. God bless. Have a nice weekend, WA9ZTY and 0XB.
Thank you, Larry. And, yeah, Tom tried calling, and I told him that sometimes you're kind of hard to get a hold of. So, thanks, Larry. Okay. Let's see here. Do we have all the short time stations? Over. Let's go to the top and start to roll. W9UD, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Really have anything to add to the conversation. I've been sitting here sorting out these slides and
W9 Uncle David, Jim, are you there?
I told him I had him in 2 weeks, and I would have had him in 2 weeks. It took 8 days.
Okay, let's move on. K9TR, good morning, Mark.
Hey, I hope you shot it.
Good morning, Rob. W9ZTY and K9TR. Probably will. The weather just not much to last. I think in the morning, working pretty well. Held up for something new for my project. Back here, Rob. I know the net's getting bigger.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate hearing that, and thanks for checking in. I know you can't make it every Saturday, but gosh, it's great to hear you. And yeah, I wish I had some time to get to some things too. I know how that goes. Thanks, Mark. K9VDD, good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Yeah, W9ZTY.
And the classic net, K9 Victor David, David Madison. It looks like the sunshine finally started to come out here, so things are going to brighten up for the big football game and crazy legs and all that good stuff here today. I have one item I'm going to put up on the block here. I should say a match item. My Collins 75A3 receiver. The Collins 75A3 receiver I'm using here at the moment with the 4 and the 8 KCAM filters in it. And the original manual for it with the matching 270G speaker. I'd like to settle this as a package. I don't want to split the speaker on the radio. And I'm looking to do one of two things. Either trade it for a very clean Johnson Valiant and Johnson Ranger that has push to talk, or I will sell the package and people can call me on that. 608-231-9195. Thanks, Rob. W9ZTY, K9VD.
Okay, very good, Ralph. Still writing. Thank you, Ralph. K9VDD, WA9ZTY, the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Ralph has this morning a Collins 75A3 receiver for sell or trade with the original manual. It has the filters, it also has the matching 270G speaker. He'll sell it outright. He will not break it up. It's a package deal. Or he'll trade it for a Johnson Valiant and a Ranger with push-to-talk. Those two items for that receiver. If you'd like to call Ralph, give him a call, 608-231-9195. 608-231-9195, or call him now.
Over.
Nothing heard. Well, thank you very much, Ralph, for checking in this morning, and you have a great day. I hope it's a nice day. And good luck on your sell or trade item there. Thanks for bringing it on the net. W9WWV, good morning, Louie. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm surprised you still remember my name. Am I okay signal-wise? I want to know before I go on from W9WWV, over.
You're doing just fine. Go ahead.
All right, I'm very seldom on, but I thought I'd ask before I did this. Anyway, call it Whiskey 9, Whiskey Victor. Name's Lewis, and we're down here in the Indianapolis area. What I want to know, if there's a chap out there that knows the HRO national receivers, I want to find out a couple of questions before I actually work on my Model M HRO and stuff. Possibly there's someone out there on a brief phone call. I've got a couple of questions I want to know about that receiver. Also, there's another reason why I'm on here. I've got a DX100, my first transmitter on AM, and the driver's transformer went bad in it. And I'm sort of looking for a person out there that has a junk DX100 where that driver's transformer can be obtained. Anyway, my phone number is 317-831-2712. 317-831-2712. And I thank you very much for letting me in the net. Very good morning. This is W9WWV.
Okay, thank you, Lewis. Again, I'm sorry to hear about the transformer, and I'll tell you what caused that in a moment. Lewis is looking for someone with knowledge of the HRO, a national receiver, to give him a call, and he has some questions for you. And he's looking for the interstage coupling transformer for the DX100, or DX100B, or Apache. They're all three the same. It's a single-ended to push-pull drum. If somebody has an extra one from a DX100, and Lewis, what caused that is the ground is loose on the 12BY7, and I don't want to take up too much time, but you need to tighten up the ground screws. You need to separate the suppressor grid, put it to its own ground, and put that 680-ohm half-watt resistor, which is probably burned up, to its own ground, and make sure that that tube ring is grounded good. That's what caused that transformer to burn up. Okay, having said that, can anybody help Lewis out on the HRO or a transformer?
IHY, Rob. Highbore Transformer in Grand Haven, Michigan has rebuilt several transformers and they look like original. They do a nice job and a real reasonable price. Go ahead.
Okay, do you have their phone number, John?
Well, I got it here someplace. I can look it up in the phone book, however.
Okay, very good. John will look up a phone number for you there. Louie and the fella that'll rewind the transformer. You can also purchase them through Antique Electronics Supply. They have various ones. And of course, you need to go single-ended 12BY7 to the 1625 grids. It's not too big a deal. I believe it's 1 to 3. But I have to look. 1 to 3 ratio. So you can get them through Antique Electronic Supply. And John will look up a number that will rewind the original for you. There should be extras out there. Anybody else for Lewis?
I got that phone number for you. It's area code 616-842-5830. I did about four transformers for me and two power transformers under $50. Output audio output transformer for $35 here on this SX25. You can't tell it's an original. My contact there is Ken Dannenberg. However, he was the owner and his son took over the business. He's semi-retired and doing some kind of consulting work there. But they're in Grand Haven, Michigan. I have the address if you want it, but I don't want to take up too much time here.
Well, if he needs to rewind it, he can give him a call and get the address there. Okay, if you need a transformer rewound, and reasonably, 616-842-5830. 616-842-5830. And I wonder what he'd charge for an HO13 or an HO10 transformer. That would be interesting. He'd have a lot of business if he could rewind those for $50 or $60. Thank you, thank you, John, and if anybody can help Lewis out on his HRO, 317-831-2712. Thank you, Lewis. Thank you, John. N0X, let's see, we got him in here. N0NKI, Interim AG, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, can you give me your call sign phonetically, and then I'll go through your listing. I can do your HQ129X front, or manual. I have those made up, so I'll send you one. You can send me what you want, doesn't matter. And if you're okay in the call book, please give me your call phonetically and your phone number and your name. Over.
The name here is Howard, Hotel Oscar Whiskey, Alpha Romeo Delta. The phone number is area 507-896-0325. I say again, 507-896-4035. My call, November 0. Mike Kilowatt, India. Here is me. Leader of Alpha George. I'll copy.
100% Howard, no problem at all. N0 Mike King India, Interim AG, WA9ZTY, the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Okay, I'll take care of the HQ129X manual. I'll send you a dandy. And you can send me what you want, Howard. So look for that. Howard needs a dial drum for a Mohawk RX-1. He also needs a cabinet for the BC-312, and he's looking for 6 Sierra Alpha 8 tubes. Howard can be reached at area code 507-896-4035. Anybody for Howard this morning? Good morning, Ken. Go ahead.
If he needs a Valiant 1 manual, I can send, I have the one here. He can copy if he sends me a shipping label, and I'll send it to him, and he can return it. I do have the Valiant 1 manual.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ken. I forgot to write that down. Okay, Howard, this is what you do. Send Ken Whiskey 5, November, Kilo Thomas. He's okay in the call book. Whiskey 5, November, Kilo Thomas. Ken, send him a large self-addressed stamped envelope, and he will send you down the Valiant 1 manual. You copy it, and then you return it to him. Over.
Yeah, that sounds... this is N0MKI/AG. Yeah, thanks a lot there, Ken. I copied you there. I'll get somebody who's got a computer there to get the address off the net there. Thanks a lot. Sure appreciate it. N0MKI.net.
Okay, thank you very much, Howard. Howard, you might want to look into your transmitter. It's probably why you need the manual. When you come on, it crashes and bangs quite loudly, like a dirty relay or something, and your audio is quite narrow and pretty high pitched, so you might want to check into it, replace the capacitors and such in the amplifier and readjust the clipping. I imagine that's why you need the manual. Thank you for checking. Have a great day. And here's Mike, KO6NM. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Well, real fine, Rob, WA9ZTY, and everybody, this is Mike in Madison, operating the Slant 9, and Rob, thank you for the terrific flowers this morning, and it really was a great honor. Rob, I have AO2s coming, they're on a truck with some other equipment, and hopefully they'll be here by the end of the week. They're all the same date code. And I know that since you have four of them in series, that might help that they're under the same astrological sign. And the net certificate sounds marvelous, and I guess I'm going to really have to be a good boy and show up here. I want one of those. So, Rob, thank you again. Good to hear everybody. Signals are nice this morning. So back over to you, Rob. WA9ZTY and the net KO6NM.
Thank you for checking in this morning, Mike, and I thought it was a great idea. and it'll give somebody, you know, give the folks incentive to check in. And we'll also issue one them for shortwave listeners as SWLs. There'll be no numbers on them, but I know a lot of people don't have AM equipment, so they can't check in, so they would have to get my address out of the call book, send me an SASE, would be helpful, and we'll send them a certificate. And if they'd like to give us a signal report, like the good old days, we'll send them a card and send them a certificate for shortwave listening. Thank you, Mike, and you earned those flowers. And the processor, of course, the Dural audio processor is a very wonderful, a wonderful invention. And of course, the loudness meter used in so many stations across the United States. Your contribution made a major, major impact on the industry. Let's go down to Harry, N9CQX. Good morning, Harry. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Good morning, Rob, everybody on the net. This is N9CQX, Harry near Chicago. And, yeah, we've been pretty busy, Rob. Pretty busy between work and helping out my neighbor with his company and in the garden. It's that time of the year for the garden. So, and we were out to Michigan for a while, so that's another thing. So, we are back, and we'll see if we can't catch it this coming week sometime. I would like to say that the electric radio made a blurb about a 15-meter AM jamboree this weekend, but I could not find any information on when it starts or anything, but I think it's the two daytime activities or hours for activity on 15 meters today and tomorrow. And just there's many 15-meter contests. There's no, I don't think there's any prizes, awards, or anything. It's just probably just a big get-together on 15 meters for the AM people. So you folks might want to check 15 meters after we're done here. I'm going to go up there and check it and see what's going on, see if I can't make some contacts on 15. I don't think I've ever heard AM on 15 before, to tell you the truth, over here. So we're going to try that out after the net, and we'll let you get going. You got a lot of people coming in here, so. Oh, and Mike, congratulations on your award. Sounding good. We're all proud of you, I'm sure. W9ZTY with the net, N9CQX.
Okay, thank you very much, Harry, and thank you for reminding me about that. I was going to announce that. Yes, the AM Jamboree, it's in last month's Electric Radio, this Saturday and Sunday. It may already be in progress. It may start at noon. I'm not sure, but it will go till, I think, 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So I hope I have some time, maybe Sunday morning, to get up on 15. And yes, there is some activity up on 15-meter AM. Does anybody know the window frequency up there offhand, or have any more information? I don't have my ER with me at the moment.
I think it's above 21.4, Bob, KG90.
Okay, thank you, Norm. Yeah, above 21.4. And I have you checked in. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Norm. Anybody else? Okay.
Maybe somebody can dig up their ER and take a look.
And thanks for checking in this morning, there, Norm. Let's go to Mark, WA9ETW. Good morning, Mark. How are you? No problem at all, Mark. Go right ahead.
I got got him at 1 point, Rob. Everybody else, I'm looking for if it's simple, straightforward, high push stock, handheld type, ceramic probably. It's 4 miles or something like that. I've got this plus 22 around its way, and I'm going to need a mic to match up with it. So if somebody's got a nice simple coil cord type, handheld push stock type, phone number here is 608-274-8242. I'm going to be using an outdoor system, but I do have a squad box, so somebody should reach me. I'll get back to them. Nice signal this morning, thanks for all your hard work, Rob. Your buddy's going to make that. I've got to do that on TTY, but he's going to make
that. Thank you, Mark, and thanks for checking in, and thanks for being part of the net. Really appreciate it. Mark's looking for a high impedance push-to-talk mic, ceramic with a coiled cord, probably something like a Turner 350, something in that neighborhood. It's for his Plague 22er, and we're going to get some 2-meter AM going in the Madison area here. So can anybody help Mark out with one of those microphones? Well, if you happen to be digging into your junk box and you find push-to-talk type mic, a mobile mic for Mark that would fit working his Plague 22er, please give him a call in Madison at 608-274-8242. 608-274-8242. Thanks for checking, Mark, and I'm anxious to hear the Plague 22er. That was one of my favorite radios, too. Let's go to Pete in Rockford, K0WRX. Good morning, Pete. How are you? Did you suddenly go off the air, Pete? K0WRX. Pete, are you there? WA9ZTY. Well, we'll come back to Pete. Let's go to W9QAH, Lame Duck AM. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Yeah. Okay, Rob. Coming up to power now. This is W9QAH, Lame Duck AE, Rob. Yeah. Bob was giving me hell about Lame Duck yesterday. I got to look it up in the dictionary. We just want to say good morning to everybody. And, just having a hell of a good time here. Got into a batch of junk yesterday. All small stuff, you know. And living it up. We do have a Plague 22er and a 66er here. And we did find out one thing about the 40 meter element on our beam that we got up on Tuesday, thanks to three of the fellow hams. We got it in the air, finally, all 80 pounds of it. And the 40-meter element, I accidentally put the analyzer on 6 meters, and I think it'll work on 6 meters, too. Be interesting to see how well it works. Everything looks good up there on 6 anyway, and it does work on 40 and so on and so forth. A little quieter than the inverted V. And I just want to wish everybody a good morning and all that. Everybody have a good day and hope the pleasure is not all ours. W9QAH Lame Duck AE.
Okay, thank you, Bruce, and I stand corrected. Lame Duck AE. Yeah, that was an unfortunate mishap there on your behalf, but, well, mistakes do happen. And, well, if you're ever interested in parting with the 22er, I might be interested in it. Of course, there'll be about 50,000 other guys interested, too, but give me a call. But I bet you're using it up there on 2-meter AM and having a ball with it. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for checking in this morning. And I hope the beam works out and gets fixed. Let's go up to Ken in Minong, W5NKT. Good morning, Ken. How are you this morning?
Yeah, okay. Well, everything's fine up here, kind of chilly.
Nothing for the net. WA9CTY, W5MKT.
Thank you, Ken. Ken, can you tell me what year the Midwest Classic Radio Net was founded, when you first started it? Over.
I think 1985. I believe it was in 1985. Wait a minute. No. 1987. I don't think I have any of the records anymore. I think it was 1987 because I started the North Star Net in 85. This started about 2 years later.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for that info, and I'll use that. I appreciate that, and thanks for starting it. It's wonderful. And, of course, as Ken said, the North Star Traders Net, which was also founded by Ken, is run by Mike, W5MAZ, and you can catch Mike tomorrow on 3908 at 8:30 Central Time. 8:30 Central Time, 3908, single sideband. And there they take all the sideband equipment, modern equipment, I should say, and all the boat anchor stuff like we do here. And Mike, we'll be up to you here real quickly, and Jeff, but first let's get Sonny in here, WA9KXQ. Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning, Rob, and the net WA9KXQ. Hope you're copying my mini power today. Of all the days that guy, that little old guy in Illinois with the Hammerlin hat isn't on, we're running an HX50 with an Electrovoice 638 mic, listening on a HQ180, a whopping 25 watts of carrier, thereabouts. Nothing going on here, nothing new, weather's yucky, and that's it. So good morning all that might be copying. WA9ZTY, WA9KXQ.
Well, thank you, Sonny, and that HX50 has beautiful audio, and you have a terrific signal down here. I know we're not too far apart, but you're right up there, and it just sounds great. I wouldn't have known that that was an HX50. Well, congratulations on finding one. Thanks for checking in. Yep. It's a rainy day. Let me tell you. Thanks, Sonny. W9TND, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Rob. W89ZTY and the whole bunch here on the Classic Radio Net. Good morning from W9TND here in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. I have no traffic other than the fact that the chance, I appreciate the chance to say hello. And I'll be listening out to a lot of interesting things going on here today. And I'm hearing everybody just great. So thanks again, Rob, for taking me on board. WA9ZTY, W9TND.
Thank you, Tom. Well, thanks for checking in. And the T150 is sounding pretty darn good this morning. Thanks for being there. Let's go up to Ron and Antigo, K9 Golf Echo Charlie. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Rob. WA9ZTY and the Classic Radio Net. K9 Golf Echo Charlie up here at Antigo. And hearing everybody, like Tom said, just exceptional. And this morning we're running a right spot, a little 570 Delta with a Heil microphone, HC5 element, into a three-tube linear with 811A's in it, running at class 82 bias here at the moment. And the carrier is 98 watts on the meter. Good audio as always, Rob, and you haven't kicked out. So I would assume you've done good on those OA2s there. Anyway, back to you. Great net. WA9ZTY, K9, good easy call.
Well, thank you, Ron, and kudos on the TS-570. I'm pleasantly surprised as to how good that thing sounds on AM. I never would have guessed. Well, you know I own one of those critters. And you just sound terrific. Thank you. And thank you for the audio. I'm not going to say it's fixed. like I said, the second I say that, it's going to break. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for checking in this morning. And like I say, a great signal. And the audio is perfect. Just perfect. Crystal clear. Let's go to Jeff, W0XV, and his super signal. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Rob. W9ZTY and the rest of the net this morning. This is W0XV in Chaska, Minnesota, and we're on the 30K, Collins 30K and 75A1 here. And again, it's really nice to see the conditions where the band is so quiet, and it's just a pleasure to sit back here and listen. I have a few items. I have a Swan 350. This is the original Swan 350. It's in the, it's a collector quality radio. There's not a mark on it, and it's been gone through and everything that says that it's ever needed to have put into it to make it work properly has been done. The capacitors that needed to be changed out have been done. And it has the matching power supply. It does not have the 117 speaker, but it does have the matching outboard power supply. With the manual, it'll sell that for $250. It works perfectly. And also, I'm going to size down one of my my good modern HF stations, and I would consider trading this equipment for some high-quality boat anchor equipment, such as Johnson 500s or desks or Collins KWS-1 or something that falls into the a collector quality category, maybe you know SX-28s, things that are in really, really good shape that also work well. I've got an Icon 775 transceiver and also an Alpha 91B amplifier, and they're both in beautiful condition and both just several years old, work perfectly with the original boxes and manuals. So if you have any interest in that type of thing, let me know. And you sounded great this morning, Rob. And again, nice talking to you late last night. And I see you haven't kicked out again. So, and I agree. You know, you hate to say it's fixed, but at least it sounds fixed. At least, even though you can't say it, some of us can probably guess that it's fixed. W9ZTY, W0XV.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And that 30K is just marvelous. Congratulations on that transmitter. It's really doing a nice job over here. Sounding crisp and clear and just wonderful audio. Jeff this morning has a Swan 350 in very excellent condition. Now, I've seen things from Jeff, and I'll tell you, when Jeff tells you something is excellent, it's better than. He even underrates underrates fair equipment. His fair equipment is like brand new. So this is a marvelous Swan 350, and it has the matching power supply, but it does not have the 117 speaker cabinet. But it is the Swan matching power supply. All this in the manual for $250. Now, he has some modern equipment, excuse me, that he would like to trade for a boat anchor equipment, what have you. If you have some boat anchor equipment that you would think would be up to the trade, or possibly a trade cash proposition, what have you, he has an ICOM 775 and an Alpha 91 Bravo. The ICOM 775 transceiver and the Alpha 91 Bravo amplifier, both fine pieces of equipment, and he will trade that for boat anchor equipment. Jeff can be reached in Chaska, Minnesota, W0X-ray Victor, at telephone number 612-496-1487, 612-496-1487. Anybody for Jeff this morning?
KXQ.
Go ahead, Sonny.
I was in the other room getting coffee. Did you say a 781 or what?
He has a Swan 350 in excellent condition with power supply. Not the speaker case, but the matching power supply and manual for $250. He has the ICOM 775 and the Alpha 91 Bravo that he'll trade for boat anchor equipment. Sonny, over.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an ICOM 781. Okay. Catch you later. Thank you, WA9KX.
No problem. I wasn't sure which piece, so I just read them all. Thanks, Sonny, and thank you, Jeff. Anybody else for Jeff?
Yeah, WA9SUE.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, W0XV is WA9SUE. Are you going to be home next Saturday, Jeff, so we can come up and make a pickup? Over.
Yeah, as far as I know, Cliff, let's talk during the week on the landline, but that should be fine.
Okay, I'll give you a call during the week. W0XV is WA9SUE, back to that.
Okay, we'll try to make it around breakfast or lunch, and we can get together that way, too, if it works out. Thanks a lot, W0XV.
Okay, thank you, Cliff, and thank you, Jeff. Let's go to W5MAZ. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
WA9VTY and F from W5MAZ. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, all. A couple of comments first. Congratulations to Mike on his award. That's terrific. And Jeff, the 30K just sounds beautiful. It's really a pleasure to listen to. Couple of things, Rob. I'm a new boat owner, and I've got at least one too many anchors in the shack here. One of them not even big enough for a boat. So I would like to sell a Hammerland HQ-180A in very nice condition. Works great. It's clean. It does not have a clock. It has the white dials and the white S meter. I like 350 for that, and I would prefer not to ship it if I don't have to, but I will if necessary. I also have what I guess would be more of a canoe anchor. It's a Clegg 99er, the 6-meter AM transceiver, and I like 75 for that, and that includes shipping. And I can even throw in a 50.4 crystal if somebody wants it. I also have something in the order of a giveaway. I ordered new sets of chest leads for my triplet 630, and what I received,
I need help.
They are triplet, original new old stock triplet chest leads, but the connectors are the wrong gender. The they're for a 630 type 4 or a 630A type 4. That was the one that just has the two sockets on the meter for test leads rather than the 304 like my triplet 630 does. And I also have the original triplet manual for that 630 type 4. So if somebody has a 630 type 4 and they need new test leads and a original manual, I'll be glad to ship it to them. One set of test leads has the prod tip, the other set of test leads has the alligator clip. My number is 612-934-0159. I'm in the Minneapolis area, and as Rob said earlier, everybody's invited tomorrow morning at 8:30 on 3908 to the North Star. W9ZTY and the group, W5MAZ.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I had a little trouble with TV, Bertie, and it just wiped you right out. I didn't get